Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
No water.
No water. We're done with the water.
It's over.
Okay. So, yeah, this is the sound. I'm monitoring the sound using headphones.
Mark is dead.
Mark is dead. He's dead in the gutter. Whatever. We don't care. It's just a podcast, guys.
Mark was never real.
Okay, the secret's out. The secret's out.
Don't you think it's time for them to know?
It's time for them to know.
You think that's why they're listening? Because of the fake third character?
People love Mark, for real. That Maddie's housemate the other day, for the second time, was like, so wait, is Mark real? And I was like, no.
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 See, you said no.
Yeah. In person. I'm not going to lie to people in person. You know I can't lie.
Yeah.
But really, I think some people will know. Also, just on the sound situation, I just want to say it again. That I'm monitoring it. For the listeners, if the sound is crazy, we're trying our best.
We're trying our best because guess what? There was no fucking sound guy doing the work for us. We've just been doing whatever the hell.
We've been doing whatever the hell we can.
But here's what's real. We're at ABC.
We're at ABC Studios. What's real is that we're getting thousands of dollars to do this podcast. Really, real. Really.
Really real.
Really real. You wouldn't believe how real. But I am monitoring the sound myself, yeah, so I will be reprimanding you for if you make any mistakes.
Not happy about it. Okay. Because before I was banging the sound guy, and now it's just you and I've got no pull.
You got nothing. You got nothing.
I got nothing.
So, yeah. You're going to hear, just if you listen back to this, you're going to hear every little breath, every burp.
No.
Because I've got one inside me right now and I'm trying to hold
it in. Keep it in. I want you to keep it in actively.
For you, I'll do that.
I want you to feel sick for an hour.
I will.
Rather than release it.
Actually.
Oh, fuck.
You couldn't hear it.
I bet you could hear
it. Oh, I just did it. Okay, never mind. Okay, whatever. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Get over it.
Get over
dot com.
It. Dot com. Dot au.
Dot au. / fuck my ass. So what's up?
What's up?
Look, it's raining.
We're both in moods.
Yeah.
But you got to do the work. We showed up to work.
We showed up to work today.
Yeah, it's raining. I think I was seeing this in the car. I was like, it's raining and I'm immediately sad. And then I was thinking about that thing about narratives. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is this a narrative I just tell myself? So then I was like, just be happy. What is good about the rain?
Just be happy, bitch.
What is good about, maybe the rain's good. I'm happy that
good
it's like good for the drought and the fires and stuff.
Sure.
But like.
Talk into the mic.
Okay.
Don't
now.
Look away.
Now. This is awful. But now in my personal world, I don't love it.
The
and
rain.
You know, it's made me really Pull upset.
Away. Thank you.
There's a gun pointed at my temple.
In your mouth. Yeah.
I'm really sad that the 4 days of gorgeous, sunny, 30-degree weather, the thing I sort of live for the 12 months of the year, we are doing a shoot. And then all the other days around it, rain.
Okay, I think that you have a mindset where it's only sunny when you can't have it.
That's right.
Because I will
because
tell
it's
you.
It's real.
No. No, darling.
It's real.
No.
Why do you think I think that? Because the facts keep presenting
no,
themselves.
No, darling. I think you're looking for the facts. Because there's been lots of sunny days, darling. But I don't mean to minimize your experience.
No.
No. But I just find that I have a narrative in my head that every time that I want to do stand-up comedy, something gets in the way.
Mm.
So in my head, I'm always like, I never do stand-up. But that's actually not true. If I look at the facts,
You've
sometimes
done it.
I have done it. I've actually done it once or twice.
That's so funny. I had this photo that was taken from when the last ever What She Said show.
Mm.
And they're like, okay, photos of me. And I wanted to post one and be like, I do stand up sometimes. This is proof that I do it sometimes.
Yeah, just so you guys know, I've done it.
Yeah. Once or twice.
Once or twice. You did it last night.
Yeah, we did it. Yep.
We did it together.
So fine, that's a narrative and I'm going to stop saying it.
No, you don't have to stop saying it. But maybe just look at it.
Maybe look at it.
Take it away. Take it one step away. Mm-hmm. Look at it.
From a different angle.
And then pull it back in.
And then come back.
Come back to it. Come back to it. That's what I've been doing.
Okay, fine.
Because I told you yesterday about how I, not every day, but I'm trying to.
No,
like,
it's good. I did it last night. I'm on board with that, look at your day, write down what you've done, and you'll see that you've done more than you have.
You think that you have. Or try to be nice to yourself.
Just try to love yourself. I am trying.
Yeah. How do you feel after that steak sandwich?
Oh, brother. I feel full, I can say that.
Really?
But I don't feel happy. That's something I wanted to talk about a little bit. Mm. It's, again, negative, but it feels like... So my house, as you know, is being for sale. And so I can't cook or use my kitchen at all. It's like living in a model
Barbie,
home.
Yeah.
In a Barbie dream house.
A Barbie nightmare house, if you will.
So I've pretty much had to just like buy every meal. And I'm trying to go without a lot of meat. Like I won't eat till 2 as my first meal miss. But I do that anyway.
Intermittent fasting.
A thin queen. Yeah. I'm finding that 80 to 90% of meals that I'm buying.
Yeah.
I'm actively regretting it, hating what I bought, not enjoying the flavor, wasting money. And the only meals that I'm loving, pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The flavor. Can I ask, where are you buying
food? All over the world.
France, Spain, Germany.
You know what I mean?
But, okay, I find that I always go to the same places.
Right.
Because I always know that they have what I like, and I usually order the same thing.
That's cool. I think I try to do different
That's
things.
That's awesome, brother. Oh, yeah, rockstar.
But I think that, like, I want different things.
Okay.
So, like,
you're rolling the dice.
But isn't that anytime you go anywhere?
Well, that's why I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
See, there you know. I avoid rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Where are you going? List them.
Well, at work, before work, I went to this place called Scouts Honor.
Okay, where is that?
This is like I'm going to name and shame all the famous cafes.
Do you think they care? They don't listen.
I guess that's
cafes.
So true.
Do you know anyone who works at these cafes?
No.
No, so go fuck them.
Okay, go fuck yourself. I went there and I wanted all I wanted. You know what I love?
Yeah.
Is yogurt with muesli or whatever that branny shit is in it.
Okay.
So
granola,
yum.
Maybe
granola. I think
really
love that.
This is
simple
breakfast.
For breakfast, lunch, dinner,
lunch,
whatever.
Dinner. Okay.
And all I saw in their menu was some. They had like Greek yogurt with something like that. Mm. Yeah, that sound is right.
Something.
It was liquidy.
Liquid
in it.
Why?
And like all this fruit and all this stuff wet, and I couldn't.
No.
I was like,
what kind of fruit? Stone
orange.
Fruit. Orange? No, they didn't put orange in yogurt and give it to you in a bowl, darling.
They did.
What?
Yeah.
Orange?
Mm-hmm. And kiwi.
Kiwi fruit, I don't.
I just did. It just had all the things. And here's what the granola was. Was it crunchy? It was wet. It's like mixed in. It was like eating gruel.
Do you know what you might like,
what?
I think, is clusters. You know clusters?
I love clusters.
You should. Most cafes don't do clusters, I think, because they're like not great for you, but they're really good. When you do finally get a life together and you have a home and a kitchen and a husband and a wife and a dog,
yeah,
three kids and a mortgage,
you should get
Kohl's. I do low fat Greek
we
yogurt.
We need that. Take it seriously, okay? I think that's my umbrella.
Okay, cool. They hear it. They heard it. I sounds like a gun went off in the background. Don't spit that water out. Not in my house.
Okay, it's gone.
Okay. And Kohl's low-fat Greek yogurt, great value, good protein, and clusters.
I don't know if I like Greek yogurt.
Maybe pull away a little. Thank you.
I don't know if I like...
This is the fuck podcast. Pull out. Thanks. Thanks. Darling?
Not now.
Not now. Leave it out for a minute, and then we'll try again.
Oh, my God. So that was something I had that was bad. We just went to this place. What's it called?
Brighton on the Corner.
Brighton on the Corner. Got a steak sandwich. Absolutely hated it. It's like meal for meal. I was at Burwood Westfield. I went to this like, it's like a sort of Tex-Mex place, but like modern and looked really healthy.
Guzman y Gomez.
No, because that is great every time.
Never go wrong.
But I ordered like a burrito bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it was mostly?
What? Rice.
Shredded lettuce. Oh, there's no rice.
I hate shredded lettuce.
It was shredded lettuce. Yuck. With like a little bit of those chips.
Yeah.
And then like bad meat. Less, not a lot.
Raw meat. Moldy.
It was awful. Again, I couldn't eat it. I was like, I thought it would be like Guzman. Like, isn't there meant to be beans and rice? And
sure. Throw something in there.
Fuck me up.
What the hell is happening?
So I am shooting my shot all over town and I'm losing.
My load everywhere.
I'm losing money and hope and time. And you know, so.
That's not good.
That's sort of like a shame.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm eating pasta forever, because it's the one thing that I can depend on and love.
But where are you getting it from?
Okay,
anywhere?
I'm getting it from Pastizzi,
mm-hmm.
South King.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the place we love, Italian Bowl.
Mm.
And then
Boscaiolo.
Bar Italia.
Mm-hmm. Bar Italia.
Sort of the three places.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Those are all good.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And what sucks is Guzman I can depend on, and also McDonald's. But I'm not having McDonald's as much as you would think, as much as I did a year ago. But it is like,
It's always
good.
That's the thing with McDonald's. You can get any time you fucking want.
Anytime.
And it's food that you can eat.
You know that it's like what you like.
You can eat. Yeah.
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 Nuggets are amazing.
Yeah,
no one's
good.
Talking about that.
Nuggets are
I
good.
Got six nuggets one night and it was like flavor.
Flavor the hell and
flavor.
Back.
Flavor. And I didn't use any sauce and I didn't use any chips.
No chip.
No
dry.
Chip, no sauce. Dry. And they're dry fantastic.
Thing. Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I should just get 20 of those lunch.
Delicious. You really, yeah, you could. I don't know. Do you think when you get a kitchen back, you're going to cook more?
I hope to, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just was getting into it with my darling Ben, and then I had it ripped away from me.
Oof.
So I think that is something that I'm really yearning to do.
Yeah.
Is like be alone and cook and fail and try and eat and play and, you know?
Yeah. I was watching this TV show. I just started watching this reality TV show on Netflix called The Circle. Have you heard of it?
I've been hearing about it.
I think it's like about to be viral on social media. I just think that they're like doing that thing where somehow it's like, look at this thing. And then everyone's talking about it. But I would watch it now. And it doesn't matter what it's about. It just made me think of a girl. They have to live in these apartments and they're like secluded.
Yeah.
So they have to like, I think they get food delivered to them and they cook it and whatever.
Sorry, is this a reality show?
This is a reality show. But it's like, all the episodes have been released, so it's a bit weird. Because, like, reality, it's, like, week by week, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Just this girl, so the way that they communicate with each other, they're all sequestered in their apartments, is by this social media network called The Circle. And there's this one girl, and she's, like, in her apartment. She's trying to, like, talk to this guy or, like, flirt with him. And she's like, hey, comma, do you know how to poach an egg? Winky face. And I'm like, girl, you're 27 years old. You don't know how to poach an egg, girly?
Girly.
And he's like,
can I be honest?
What?
I don't know.
You don't know how to poach an
egg. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
I'm joking.
No, because the guy on the other end, Antonio.
Yeah, Italian.
He's not Italian. He's African American.
Awesome.
Not mutually exclusive. Awesome. Shout out to Antonio. Keep rocking your stuff, brother. I swear that's what it's like sometimes when people are so scared to be racist
that
I'm like, I'm gay. And they're like, awesome. Two thumbs up to you, man. Best of luck.
That's so funny.
But he was like, poach an egg. What? I don't know. What is poach an egg? He says that. What is poach an egg? And he's like, no, man. He's like, crack it in a pan, scramble it, cheese, salt, pepper, cupcake emoji, send.
Whoa.
And she's like, he doesn't know how to poach an egg.
But you don't either.
You don't either.
No, all I know is you got to put in boiling water, right? For
hell
like
yeah.
A minute?
Crack it into boiling water.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happens when you put the whole thing in boiling water?
So,
with
there's
the shell?
Two things. That's a boiled egg.
Oh, do excuse me?
I'll be back in 5. She takes a break.
I'm gonna go edit a document. I need to make a call.
I need to talk to my agent. We're going to book the Food Network. I got to talk to someone in the Food Network.
Someone get Nigella on the phone.
What if you running around? What's that? Scrambled? All right.
Because that I've seen is when they put the whole thing with the shell in the water and then you take it out and you crack it and you put a little...
Boiled.
Yeah.
That's soft boiled. Boil soft inside.
That's what I know.
You know and love soft boiled.
But I don't know how long that you put that in for.
Well, some people have different methods.
Yeah, like 7 minutes?
Depends.
It's a secret?
It's a secret. There's a lot of different methods. Can I say I'm holding the microphone so far away from my face, I feel like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You know when she's like...
Ah. Does the high notes? Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, it's divas.
It's, can I give... Who the hell is that person who DM'd you?
Can we just tell?
Can you read the message the out loud?
Do you want to hear it? I'll read it.
I'm not saying cancel her. I'm just saying we got your message, lady.
No, we got the message. Okay. Okay. So I woke up this morning to a message on Get Over It Pod.
Our Instagram account for this podcast. Our Instagram,
which you should follow. It's called Get Over It Pod. And this is the message. Hey, comma, can you get your sound guys to, it says your volume, but I think it means up your volume.
Yeah.
You're too quiet to hear when I'm walking down the street. Full stop. Thanks. And I sent that to John.
Can you pull away a little?
Yes. And you were convinced it was serious, but I was thinking like it was so serious that I thought it was maybe a joke.
No.
Maybe it had our tone
to
it.
No, it's not.
But it's real.
Nothing.
And what did you say it was like? It was like someone...
It's like a message to like your building handyman. It's like, hey, my toilet's broken. Can you come fix it? Thanks. Hey, there's shit water in my apartment. If you could get onto that as soon as possible, it would be much appreciated. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, it was just like...
It's business.
But I said, it's business. But
can
I
you
said,
pull away a little
oh,
bit,
yeah,
please?
Sorry.
You just keep... It sneaks back into your mouth, that microphone.
But I said to John, I'm like, that's like the... And you were like, do you know her? And I was like, no.
You don't know her.
You don't know her.
I don't think so.
We're famous. We've made it. People feel like they can just be like, do
they
this.
They can say whatever the fuck they want to us. Yeah. Feel free to send us whatever the fuck you want. Feel free to DM us and be like, that last episode sucked.
No, but it's so cool because it was just like, my favorite part of the question is, I can't hear it walking down the street. So specific.
Yeah.
She's being like, it's more flattering than being like, hey, love your podcast. I really can't hear it, baby. Can you please? It was
yeah,
just like.
It's not some bitch.
It's like,
know.
Bitch, turn it up. I can't hear it. That's
it's,
amazing.
It's your mom in the TV room. Turn it up.
I'm obsessed. I was like, that's huge.
You're a family now. You're in the Get Over It family. You'll be invited to a special seat on stage at our next live podcast.
What do you think?
Is it loud enough? DM if it's loud enough. Or if it's too loud. Because guess what? Mark's dead. I'm the sound guy. I'm the sound guy. We both did editing.
Yeah.
Now no editing. Not even water.
Not even... Yeah. You're gonna hear all of John's burps and shit.
Yeah.
You're going to hear that cough from another room.
My sick housemate. But this is the truth. That's what the people have always wanted from us, is the truth.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So
we're
I think it's good we
guys.
Told them.
Two guys.
Two guys. But what's crazy is for the people who came to the live show, the man that came was who we pictured the whole time that we were riffing when he wasn't real,
yes.
Of who we thought he was.
He was the man that when we began the podcast, we would joke amongst ourselves that you were fucking him because you had a big crush
on
him.
No, but didn't it start that I... No, it started before I liked him.
Really?
Because in our like first or second ep, I'm like, I had a relationship with Mark.
Yeah.
Just riffing. And then as we went on, I was like, I picture this character as Ben Caution, who's just another Sydney comedian.
Yeah.
And so then it was funny that I had been joking about fucking him. and then that I thought it was Ben, and then that I also had a crush.
I thought you liked him before we even started recording.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't think when I riffed...
Sorry, I just heard you suck in your mouth.
I just don't think when I first riffed Mark really? That it was because I loved him. Because remember, you said, you were like, Mark, we're cutting that out. Yes. And I thought you were saying Mark as if you person. Were talking to someone. Yes. And this is the beauty of improv, is you've got to just say yes and whatever is thought. Absolutely. And I was like, Mark's our fake producer. And then that just became the character.
Yeah.
And
that's a beautiful thing.
And I've listened to our episodes so much. Mm. And I swear that just like... I don't know. Maybe you could be right. It's chicken or the egg. I don't know if I had a crush on the comedian who we thought would be like felt the vibe of Mark mm-hmm. or if me fucking this fake Mark character. And then I also...
You fell in love with him.
Yeah. And then we asked him to do the live show and he did the show. And then I asked him out and we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mark is dead. And I'm married.
And I'm married to Ben Caution. Congratulations for your relationship.
You know what? I asked him today if he's ever been in love before, and he said yes.
Okay.
And I was jealous.
Okay.
No, but like, here's the thing, and I did the work in the shower of being like, yeah, when he was like young, like 23 or 22. I can't believe I'm saying this, and I can't believe he's gonna hear this.
This is not gonna be edited out.
I know, but it's fine.
Yeah, you make the call. He's your boyfriend.
Yeah, no, but like, we've all been in love before. Like,
I
it's
don't
chill.
Actually, know if I have been in love before. I don't know. I don't know if you know when you know. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know one day when it happens, I think.
So that means no? The answer is no?
What do you mean?
If I don't know that I've been in love before, then it's a no?
Maybe.
All right.
And that's okay.
Back to you, Your Honor.
But I'm just being vulnerable here and I'm just being like, hopefully it's relatable in some way.
It might be. We can only hope.
And it was like, whatever, when he was young and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And
No, we can't talk about it.
I guess I shouldn't really say.
Can we say how long he was in love for?
Like a month.
Okay, what?
I know.
A month?
Yeah,
what
I
was
know.
It, a delicious steak sandwich? What?
He was on holiday.
What?
Yeah.
What is it, Mamma Mia?
Oh, don't do this
no,
to
no.
me.
No, I'm sorry. I know. No. And so he's allowed to be in love with whoever he wants for how long he wants.
I know.
That's
and
what
I was just like,
it.
I was like, I don't know. I feel like we talk about everything on here, so I don't know why it should change.
No, I don't think so. I'm not reprimanding
you. But like,
you.
We've been together for 6 months. I can't remember when we first said I love you. I think it was like a month in or 2 months in.
You said I love you to each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't remember what month that was. I called you, remember? I don't remember when that was.
I didn't put it in my calendar.
That's a shame.
Kenjetta had a huge emotional milestone with her boyfriend today. Put it in, add it to Google Cal Siri.
We love it.
We
she loves it.
I love it.
Well, I remember, like, it took a sort of while, maybe. Not heaps. Mm. But I remember, like, really early being like, I want to say it.
So and when you said I love you, yeah. That meant I'm in love.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
I think I've said I love you, but not meant it.
Yeah. We all have. So me at the aisle. I love you.
I love you.
I do.
Thank you, guys. Tudor Comedy. I love you. Have a good night.
Me at every open mic room. Love you.
Love you.
No, but this was like I felt love, and I remember asking all these different people, and they were like, yeah, we said it like a week in, a month in.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And here's the tea, you can't compare.
No.
You should never
no
should.
Comparisons. It's a losing game.
Yeah. And it's like everything, but I just remember feeling it. And I think you've said this to me, I'm open to love maybe more.
I think that your whole heart is open so wide that it's like unbelievable.
It's dangerous.
It's like watching a train accident. You can see it from miles away, and it's like, well, here we go.
Yeah, it is. Okay,
but
yeah.
Do you know what I think it also comes with? It's great strength.
Yeah.
You've got an open heart, but inside it's tough as leather. It's dark and leathery.
Yeah, it looks bad.
It looks bad.
I'm going to be sick.
But it's good quality. You don't sleep on the shitty couch that's like really fragile. You sleep on the tough, dark leather one.
Italian
so that's
made.
Italian made leather. Yeah, that's you. That's your heart.
For sure.
My
for sure. I don't know how to change it. I
You don't need to.
Yeah, I just mean, like, it's just how I am.
I think it makes you who you are.
Yeah, and so when we said it, I said it, and he didn't say it back straight away.
Beloved.
Because he was like, he didn't want it to be cheapened like that, which is psycho. Whereas if someone says to me, I'm like, I'm going to say it back. But he like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's so interesting. There's probably people relate, but he was like, I didn't want it to just be like, I love you too. Like, but he had been thinking about wanting to say it to me. But
I remember just got the to drama it around it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
because there was that night where you were laying together and then he was really quiet and awkward. And then he was like, I really like you.
Yeah. And there was like, a night
and you're
where,
like, what?
What? There was one night where I felt like I was almost going to say it, and I didn't. And and I remember there was a time where I felt he was almost going to say something, but he didn't.
Wow.
And then later, after I said, I love you, Hannah, I hadn't said it back. And he knew, just like you talked about with Jack knowing when you're upset, he knew that I was like, not angry at him, I was just like sad because I was like, oh my God, I've gone this whole time, I'm in love with him and he doesn't love me. I'm like, what does this mean? Like, this is crazy.
What's happening?
And then we like met up and you both coached me to be like, talk to him about it. Just, and so I did. I was like, I just need to tell you. Like,
me and Maddie?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we did.
Remember a dinner? It was Italian dinner.
Oh, and the one where the pasta was bad.
And I regretted it.
Prawns. Kind of, I do remember. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because
yes,
I wasn't eating pasta or carbs or something for some reason.
Yeah.
And then I just sat in with him in the car and I was just like, I just want to say, I feel like shit and like I don't regret saying it, and I'm not saying that you need to say it back, but I just want you to know that, like, I feel these ways, like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And he was like, he was so beautiful. He was like, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I've been thinking about saying it to you, but I just didn't. He's like, this is so personal. But he was like, I just didn't want to say it back, and, like, but he was like, but yeah, I love you. He was like, and so then I was like, wait, you love me? And then he was like, yes. And I was like, oh my God. Good.
Did you cry?
No. Isn't that crazy? Usually I cry all the time. I cry literally 80% of after we have sex in like a really? Happy way. Yeah, I feel with so much love I cry.
Oh my God.
I know, I feel everything.
Holy
but,
hell.
Not 80%, it's less. But I do cry a lot with him.
I do spend most of my time with him crying, so it's good to be here.
What do you say to that, Dr. Phil? Okay. So anyways, what am I saying? Like, it felt huge and good that we both felt it. And he was saying, I wanted to say it that night. And I was like, I wanted to say it that night too. But we were both like, didn't say it.
Wow.
And I just was like comparing again in my head of being like, oh my God, he was in love on this trip with this girl, like, so, like in a month. And then like, what does that mean for me? And then I literally had to like tell myself in the shower, like, it's like beautiful because I love, but I'm learning how to love because all of my trauma taught me very specific ways that I had to like unlearn through therapy.
Yeah.
But I'm learning if you like love someone, to really love someone, it means like you love everything and you're like secure in it. And I was like, that's, like, I'm like, it. Yeah. And I'm like, that makes him who he is. Mm. And like, and the way that we are together, like, I trust in it. And it's, like, different. Like, we didn't meet in the Bahamas under the stars. And it was, like, you know what I mean? Like,
two Mai Tais and a fuck on the beach.
Yeah. I don't know if this is making any sense. But I literally just had to be, like,
I think it makes perfect sense.
That's, like, I just, instead of being, like, ooh, like, jealous or trying to feel, like, I was just, like, that's great. And that adds to him and is part of his story. His story, and he's here with me too, and I'm like, and I've loved different people before, and that doesn't change how much I love him now. And so it's all these little things where I have to do the work, and it was, and I think it's just you just feel jealousy when you love someone so much, and you can, that I think that's like a natural thing not to like be ashamed of, but it's to push through it and then teach yourself why you have to like let that go.
Yeah.
Because even when he would like do jokes about like when he went to, I'd like feel a little pang of jealousy being like, no, I like, oh, just to think of the person you love to like love someone is so like hard. And shout outs to the poly people here. I love what you do and how you do it. And
I don't love
it's
what
hard.
You do.
It's hard.
I think it, I can't.
I understand there's that like way.
I understand that
but
way.
But I can't, I don't think I'm capable.
Oh, I
at
could
this
never
stage
in my
ever.
Life.
Yeah.
Can I?
What now? Am I too close?
No. Never mind.
Go.
No, I was going to say something that I think I can't say it on the podcast.
Okay.
So that's fine. We're going to gloss over that.
We'll
into
say
the gloss.
That off mic.
Yes. I was talking to Jack about this last night because he has dated. Now I'm going to talk about his story.
Great.
He dated a lot in high school because there were like all these gays in his circles.
Huge.
And like, I was telling him, I was like, every time that you talk about anyone that you've ever had anything with in the past, I'm so curious because I'm like, I need to know everything.
Mm.
And also at the same time, I want to cut their throats.
Amazing.
I want to cut their throat. I want to slit my throat. I want to run away.
It's a murder suicide tonight.
It really, really is. And this has been part of my recent journey is realizing that I am every girl. I'm just like other girls.
Yeah.
I am like one day I'm hot and then I'm cold. I'm jealous. You know?
Yeah.
Because I spend my whole life literally telling myself that I'm not like other girls.
Yeah.
I've just realized that. Not just this moment.
Yeah, you looked in the mirror and you're like, I'm like other girls.
Really, truly, yeah. Madly, deeply. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I concur.
What did you feel like that you... Can you explain how you felt like you weren't like other girls? Like, what's some examples?
Oh, my God. With regards to love, it was always like, no matter what the perspective took, it was always like, this makes me different. It was always like, no one ever asks me out. Like everyone else like goes out on dates, but like I've never done that. And then like when I did have that, I was like, but it's different. Like we met through a friend. Like it's different. Like it's not how it works or whatever.
In like a good way or in a putting yourself down way? In a way that you felt like you were like, I'm not like everyone else. Or I was like, I'm not like everyone else.
I think it would be both. I think it's like whatever it suited like my... psyche because maybe it's not how it works, but it feels like sometimes my brain is amazing at making me feel so good being like you're the best bitch or being like you're a disgusting piece of shit.
I think so. That's so relatable.
Like I think I've done that so often in my life has been like no one has ever hit on me in my life, but I was telling Jack, I was like, there was someone who like hit on me in high school in like a kind, friendly way that like we were friends first, and then he was like messaging me on Facebook Messenger and he was like I have a crush on someone, and I was like, who? And he was like, you.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I was like,
You didn't like him?
I don't know, I think I freaked out. I guess I didn't like him.
Maybe you were straight.
No.
I'm kidding.
That's illegal. I guess I didn't like him back, but also I had like that big crush on that guy Peter in my high school. Yeah. But anyway, that's just like, there's literally like, if you look at the data, it's like, you're wrong, John. Yeah,
it's your narrative again.
It's a narrative.
It's the narrative you tell yourself.
Yeah. I'm J.K. Rowling. Yeah. I'm writing books. And it's like...
all bad.
All bad. All transphobic. Yeah. So, I'm just like, it's astounding to me how much I'm like other girls.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Do you like when you have a moment in your life that feels like a cliche?
Yeah.
Do you just live it or do you sit back and you're like, this isn't real? Hold on.
I just have to wrap my head around that. So like what? Like if I got ghosted?
No. Let's say it's like a beautiful moment. Maybe not a beautiful moment. Let's say you're yelling at someone in the street.
Yeah.
And like you didn't think you'd ever be the person that would do that. But like you're having a fight with someone and they're walking away. And then you're like, no. You're like yelling.
Yeah.
Would you, in your head, like, for me, I would stop myself and be like, I'm not doing, like, that's a cliche. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
Would you do it?
I feel like I've done those things and then maybe I've also, like panned out and been like, whoa, if that's what you mean. I'm just trying to think of examples.
Yeah.
The one thing that I relate to this in terms of like the narratives and stuff is, my whole like dating life, I was convinced that I had to be chaste. I had this thing where I was convinced that like, not like all men are dogs, but I'm like, men want to just like fuck you and fuck you over. And I was like so protective of that I would just like only date men that would like really, really like go after me and like, you know, really actively chase you and really, really over like show their love. Like it was like one for one, like every single guy I dated was like that. And And that in my head was the thing. I was like, I'm different. Like, I don't put myself out there until I know. Yeah. I'm sure.
You're like, I'm special.
Yeah, because like I must know. And
and that kind of does make you special.
But I think it's like, yes, but it's also limiting. So it what it did feel good to be like, oh, I haven't like had my heart like I haven't like gone for and been embarrassed and fucked over because you'd hear stories of like whatever.
Yeah.
But like it wasn't until I got to being in and some of those guys like I resented. I didn't like them. I outgrew them, but I told myself like, but they love me, so like this is what it's about.
Oh yeah. And, God. That
and,
is, yeah.
And then it wasn't until I, like, had my relationship with Aiden. So my first sort of, like, proper... I think the first one I actually, like, really, really liked and loved, like, it was more equal, was I remember, I'll never forget this, he would say to me, like, even when we started dating and we were, like, together, I guess, he was like, it feels like I'm still... chasing you. So like I wouldn't compliment him, I wouldn't build him up, I wouldn't like put myself out there. He would like do all the things and make himself vulnerable, and I he was like, and it still feels like I'm chasing you, and that's not what a relationship is like. And I just realized I had all these walls, and to like, and so I guess through that I learned the importance of like vulnerability, and I had to like do therapy and go through that trauma of being like, you're doing this because you were really, really scared of rejection because of like all the stuff tied with like my childhood and whatever. And through that, that helped me get on the way of being like, it's not like a strength. Like there is a, like what everyone says, there is a strength in being vulnerable. There is a strength in putting yourself out there, asking someone out, loving someone, even though at any moment they can break your heart. Like that's the, that's the thing that I think is so huge. And why it's so kind of poignant with Ben that I always have to remind myself is, like, I was the one that instigated it. And again, I'm no hero. I have to shout out Hannah Pembroke, my co-collaborator, friend, perfect angel, who gave me the pep talk to be like, you need to put yourself out there and go for it. Because I was so scared. I was like, and also Ben is the type of person who's so shy. No one would know he liked any, like, well.
He's so quiet.
He has asked girls out. And so that's something that makes me sad. He never asked, he didn't ask me out. And so that's like, it's part of my ego is like, that's painful to me because it feels like I don't have the obvious, like I was wanted and he chased me and I had to go and get it. But I have to like let go of that and be like, but we found something by me putting myself out there. So do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that negates it's like an a upper whole hand
thing.
That's how it is for me. A whole world of experiences.
Yeah.
But it's hard. So what do you think?
For me in my life, I agree. I agree. It's like this thing that's like, if I had to choose between like, it's like, I think I'm still that person that like, I would be like, if I had a gun to my head and it was like, either you have to be in a relationship for the rest of your life where they love you, but you don't love them, or you have to be in a relationship where like you love them, but they don't love you. I would pick the one where they love me because it's like, well, at least I like I have something, and it's like, or it's like the feeling of like, if they like me, then it's like I can't get hurt because like I get to choose when it ends. I get to choose like when I'm done, because like it's interesting. I feel like I'm coming from like an opposite place of like, I don't. Oh man, it's the same thing. I don't want to be vulnerable.
Yeah,
and it just manifests differently.
But that's what I was doing. Exactly what that was. I was constantly being with men, so it's like it didn't matter that I didn't love them back as much, because this is what it's about. It's about security.
Yeah.
But I've learned that it's like you'll never get perfect security. No. Like that's the whole point of life. There's you could be married for 50 million years, and it could all go to shit. And it's just like. It's like, that's part of life. It's like, and this isn't easy. I'm not talking about like, I've solved it. Like it's scary, and there'll be days where I'll feel insecure about it and sad or whatever. But it's like, there's no use worrying about it. You just have to take it like day by day.
Yeah.
Because that's what people talk about with like, monogamy is crazy. Like you can't love someone forever. Like there's room for that. And there's room for marriages that end forever till they're they're dead. Like, I don't know.
I think you could make it work no matter what.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's
like,
the tea. You love him, he loves you, whatever.
You sit down and he's like, guess what? We're going to make it work. Yeah. Who cares?
That's
right. I think there's the option of that.
Oh, for sure. I agree.
Don't think that there's like some perfect formula or anything. I think it's like as long... What? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's hard.
But loving someone who doesn't love you is so hard.
Loving someone who doesn't love you
is really hard.
That's why I don't get crushes on people, because even in my head, even I told Jack, like, the first time I saw him with my dead eyes, I was like, whoa, he's so hot. I can't I love you. I can't even talk to him, because it's like, he's not gonna like me. He's gonna be like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God. Do you know what's this? I just realized this about myself the other day. Mm. This is great. Okay. So one thing that makes me like scared is that I have Megan deep and vulnerable.
I'm ready to cry.
This is Oprah. We got rid of the water and now it's because it's raining.
It's a rainy day. This is what the podcast is like.
I'm like so aware of the fact that I have so little experience with dating and relationships and love and crushes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I like don't even know what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that have this thing in my head where I was like, I don't really have very many gay friends. And then I was like, every time I meet a gay guy, one of the thoughts in my head is like, oh, I hope he doesn't like me.
Whoa.
I have this like immature thought in my head that isn't just like, oh, he's a nice man. Not even like being like, we're going to go on a date or any, like, that's crazy. He's just a person.
Yeah.
It's like, just be nice. It's like, but every time I meet any gay guy, immediately my brain is like, does he like me? And it's like, if my brain decides that he does, then it's like, ew. And it's like,
It's homophobia. I'm kidding.
It is.
Like internalized.
I guess so.
A form.
It's some kind of like.
But it's interesting. It's like you feel like you can't be friends with gay guys because it's like it immediately becomes what's our sexual
not
connection.
Not like period, like flat line. Mm. It's just on first impressions, because I do have like gay friends sort of that like.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
got past it or whatever. It's just this initial thing of like. I think it comes from an initial fear that the second that they meet me, they're going to be like, yuck. That either it's going to be like, that like I'm valued, that it's like he's ugly or like he's weird or like, oh, he has a crush on me or something. Because this is one of my traumas, is that like one of the very first guys, like when I was in Sydney and I think I told you the story before. When I was at this club and then I got like really drunk and it was like this crazy night. But one of the things that happened was there was this gay guy that I was like kind of had a crush on him. But like I think I just had a crush on him because like he was one of the first gay guys I met. So I was like, ah. And I just like went up to him and I was like, hey, like I just said hi to him.
No.
And he was like, hey, I think your friends are over there. And like just like that
shut
one little moment, which like he wasn't even like, fuck you, I hate you, you're ugly, go kill yourself. He was just like, he just said that, but my brain just took that and ran with it and was like, he hates me, I can't be friends with whatever. And
were you both friends?
No, like we weren't friends. Like my
he's just another gay guy.
So my good friend Matto was friends with him, like kind of friends. It was just like at the start of college, like in our first year. And he was this third year guy who was like, he had the performing arts job that I like dreamed of getting later. And I did get, and like, he was like, I don't know. I guess I wanted him to be like a role model.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was just like really young and scared. And I had all this thing of like, I was like, I want him to like be my friend and like, be like, you're gay and it's going to be okay. And like, blah, 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 blah. And I just remember having all this, like, carried all this resentment for so long that there wasn't like some like nice gay guy who like swooped me up and was like a friend and was like, you're gonna be okay, everything's fine. And it was like, which is like, it's like such a naive thing, and also like stupid to like expect that for someone to
and you put that all on him and then he shut that down, so that would have been really big.
And it's like,
so were you saying every time you meet a gay guy you're like, do you like me, or you're thinking that they think that about you?
I think both ways.
Okay.
I'm always like, I don't know. And a weird thing as well, it's not weird, but like in addition, now that I'm seeing Jack, it gives me like a security blanket of being like, I'm in a relationship. Like even if you wanted to, like you couldn't.
Yeah.
Like the other night when I was at Birdcage with Maddie, this like guy like hit on me and I wasn't nervous at all because I was like, in my head I was like, no, I have a boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, yeah, it's still this game of like how do I put up walls and feel safe? And then also like try to be nice. But then I leave feeling weird. Like, it's psycho. And it's not funny at all. So Merry Christmas to the listeners.
I feel like it comes to rejection. Rejection is a huge thing.
Oh, I can't stand rejection.
That we all have little coping mechanisms for.
Mm.
That was mine, of like never putting myself out there and made to be chased, because because the rejection, the fear of rejection goes deep. It goes deep to your traumas and stuff that you deal with.
Mm.
And it's just, it just manifests in all these little ways.
Mm.
And I just think it's like so interesting.
Mm.
And I think everyone should go to therapy.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sure.
That's what this is about.
No, this is an advertisement for BetterHelp.com, guys. What it is, it's real online counseling.
You know what I mean? Like, I just love talking about this and thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because then you have help in your head to help yourself, to be nice, to just, you know, understand yourself more so you can be maybe nicer.
Yeah. It's interesting.
When things are really hard, I was like, what is wrong with me? Mm. I was like, why is everything so like hard, and why do I get so angry and jealous? And like, I did shout in the street. I have been that girl. Mm. Like, I remember having an argument on the phone with Aiden, like, cause he was running late.
Mm.
And I was so, I just like got insanely like angry. And he was like, why is she so upset? Like, he was just like, he'd like played video games for too long, and he had to do his washing, and he was running late, and I was in the city, and I was like, we were meant to be meeting for who knows, dinner or something.
Mm.
And it wasn't until I got to therapy where she was like,
you bitch.
You bitch. It was like, the little things were becoming big things for me, because it like played to a deeper thing of being like, I'm bad and he doesn't love me. And it was like, I was always looking for reasons to be like, see, you don't love me enough that, like, it couldn't just be that I was like, oh, my stupid boyfriend was like, took a bit too long because he loves video games and whatever, and he's still late and he can still love me. Instead, it was like I was looking for reasons to be like, you don't love me. And it goes to rejection, of being like, and you've rejected me. Like, every time he's late for a little bit, it's like, I'm being rejected because I am like not worthy and blah 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 blah. And so it's like, that was a huge thing to learn, because it's like such a strain to put on a relationship if you blow up about every little thing.
Oh yeah.
So,
but the crazy thing is, you don't see those walls until you come up against them.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
One thing to come up against them, and another thing to like witness them and like just see them. Because that's something that like this Headspace thing says, is that like it is a robot, but it is helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it's like, what happens is like when you notice like a resistance in your life, or like there's something that you're coming up against that's like making you feel bad, it's like, if you just look at the thing and you think of, like, you don't even have to like find a solution. It's just like, when you notice that you yourself are like putting up resistance to something, just by noticing that, it can go help it. Like, it kind of just resolves on its own.
Yeah.
Because like,
you're addressing it.
Yeah, kind of. And it's like, and this thing of like trying to find a solution, you won't find a solution. Like, you're still going to eat bad food every day.
Every day.
You're going to have rain.
Rain every day.
You're going to find dog shit in your bed, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, just by like acknowledging these things that make you upset or whatever, that are deeper and more emotionally tied, then it can be helpful.
That's huge.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that I'm doing that every day. I don't know. It's so crazy. Yeah. You just know it by living it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Surely when we're older, we'll be like, chill.
No more drama.
No more drama. Everything's all
we've
good.
We've sold everything.
Yeah. We've made every situation. We're like, Thank you for telling me that. It's good to be here.
In my head, I guess you get wiser and it gets better, but as being human, all the same things will still happen. You can still feel bouts of jealousy and self-love is something you'll still be dealing with. And like, what's the other word? Self-destructive thing. Like,
oh my
that's
God,
a human
bitch,
thing.
I have this quote that's like, I don't know if it's a quote, but maybe I thought of it.
Someone <Awesome.
laughs> rockstar. I'm writing a book. It's like, if you want to be really good at playing the piano, you like practice every day, right? And yep. Like you have to keep practicing for your whole life. Like if that's what you want in your life is to be really good at playing the piano, you practice every day, you practice your whole life. It's the same thing with like knowing yourself and taking care of yourself and like in terms of like mental health and stuff. It's like you can't just like go to therapy for 6 months and then be like done. It's like you literally need to work on it
forever.
And it's like you need to accept that it's like, and like I don't know, try
you have
and
to
find...
clock in for the rest of your life.
It's exhausting. Honestly, when I think about it, it's like fuck no, can
oh my
I take
god,
a break?
So true. Oh my god, I ran into someone and he was like, yeah, I think I'm doing the best. We're just catching up. And he was like, I think I'm doing the best mentally. Like, what's the word? Mental health.
Sure.
That I've ever been. And he's like, it's kind of boring. And I was like, it kind of is.
It
like
can be boring.
Being like good and making good decisions and eating right and like blah, blah, blah can just
sucks.
Be so boring.
Yeah.
That's why you got to do drugs. That's why
you
bad
gotta
stuff.
You got to commit crimes and stuff. Truly, I will like be so like pitch perfect, like cooking all my food and journaling and meditating and da, 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 da for like 12 days in a row, and then I will like ruin my life for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I get so upset about
for?
Like yeah, I'm like fuck, I hate rules.
Anti-establishment.
I really can't stand
totally.
It
totally. And
can't
I think that's
it.
Like the human cycle.
That's the cycle. Yeah,
I think that's normal. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Rockstar. Rock and roll.
Okay, how long is this?
Probably long enough. About 51, actually.
Oh, I think we should leave it there.
Yeah.
This has been nice.
It was quite serious.
You know what inspired me to do this is the other time we got a lovely feedback from the guy who was like...
That said that the Thoughtful Girls episode
yeah.
was like thinking errors. Jack said that too. He was like, whoa, that was crazy.
Yeah, so sometimes we can not be funny, but we can be like helpful in a different way.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We can only pray.
Well, they put it in the bin. They don't hear the water and they're like, fuck this.
Fuck this. I think you can hear the rain the whole time. It's when you were telling that story, I was like, okay, this is a movie. But also, we'll have to wait and see how the audio turns out on the
oh, God.
Thing.
Just to the listeners for 1 minute, thank you for being patient or whatever about the sound. We really are trying.
Yeah.
Our best. We bought $1 million equipment and we're just figuring it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, review and rate and send
subscribe.
Us. We love when you talk to us. Like, my voice is going high.
We're vulnerable. We just talked about our trauma for an hour. Say something nice to us for once.
Say that the sound was good or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that.
Whatever.
We don't care.
We don't care about this podcast. We do it every week.
Yeah, we're going back to weekly. That's kind of good.
All the way. Thank you. Thank you very much.
End it. All end right. my life.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.